islanders are washed away in the Philippines, literally. Innovation sparks gospel growth in the U.S., and tis the season to host a tree. Find out what that means and how it's furthering the Great Commission on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Aid is beginning to reach some of the more than 500,000 people in the Philippines. It's been a week since the 195-mile-an-hour winds and 15-foot storm surge battered the central Philippines. We talk with National Director of the Philippines Council of Evangelical Churches, Bishop Ephraim Tindero, via Skype. He represents 30,000 churches there.
We have at least five cities where 95% of the whole villages were devastated. One island, the fear is that up to 80% of the people are gone.
Send International is funneling relief funding through them. Tindero says they'll initially be providing temporary shelter with 500 tents, but he says this seems insignificant when you think of the enormity of the situation.
The whole footprint of the devastation is 36 provinces, so it's not just one area. There's so much that needs to be done.
Supporting SEND ensures the neediest are helped physically, but also ministered to spiritually. Next, heartbreak and devastation still hangs over the central Philippines. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, was also affected by the storm. Damage won't stop their ministry, though. This disaster opens opportunities for them to share the gospel. Recovery efforts will take some time. Water, food, and shelter are critically needed. Pray Jesus is made known through this hardship and touches the lives of many. The full story at our website. This is Mission Network News. You use something every day that's perfect for gospel work. You know what it is? Director of Visual Story Network, Clyde Tabor.
This is the most personalized device that everybody has within arm's reach.
We're talking about your mobile device. Whether you carry a tablet or a smartphone, Tabor says going mobile is vital for the Great Commission.
This is the last great platform and mission frontier in terms of technology, simply because it is the one that everybody possesses.
You can talk about this idea with Tabor and hundreds of other believers at the Mobile Ministry Forum. It's December 9th through the 11th in Orlando, Florida.
We'll have workshops, seminars, trainings, and so forth to kind of help everybody get better equipped. If you go to mobileministryforum.org, you'll find out all the information you need to know.
We turn next to China, where MNN's Ruth Kramer shares some final reflections about her visit there.
There are always conflicting reports about the state of the church in China. And the reality is that both sides of the story are true. We spent a week with Bibles for China serving the China Christian Council churches in rural provinces. My 15-year-old son Matthew joined me on this trip, representing his youth group that helped raise money for some of the Bibles we distributed. These humble churches were excited to receive the Bibles. Matthew notes he took a lesson from them.
It is going to be life-changing when I get back to the States, but here in China, we're just doing the work of God, plain and simple. That's what the Great Commission is, and it's what we're supposed to do.
We saw the challenges facing the rural churches caught in urban sprawl. We also saw what they were doing to stay relevant with a changing population. There was sharing and understanding between us, even though the best we could do was, Yezu Aini, Jesus loves you. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Beijing, China.
And tis the season to bring hope. This Christmas, you can be part of bringing hope and joy to a child. Food for the Hungry is gearing up for Hope Tree. It's a way for your congregation to sponsor children all over the world who are living in poverty. These gifts can open doors to share the gospel with kids and their families. To order a Hope Tree box for your church, visit our website. Pray many lives will be impacted for Christ this Christmas season. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles nine modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.